This is The Guardian.
Regid Ahmed here on Gadigal Land with a full story.
You can catch a train from here to here in an hour. High-speed rail is not just a plot line in utopia anymore, it's a step closer to reality.
The federal government has announced the construction of a bullet train from Sydney to Newcastle, saying it could be ready to build in just 2 years' time. Costing more than $60 billion, it would see a commuter able to travel between Sydney and Newcastle in a single hour, cutting the journey by more than half.
My vision is for high-speed rail that runs from Brisbane to Melbourne, creating jobs and connecting communities up and down the east coast of Australia, overcoming the tyranny of distance that's held regions back.
But Albanese is far from being the first Prime Minister to flirt with the idea.
This train is to travel at up to 320 kilometres per hour. A
1,750 kilometre high-speed rail project from Brisbane to Melbourne.
We've got to look at rail, whether it is between cities or indeed within cities.
So while the bullet train could transform Australia, is it ever going to happen? And why does the idea keep getting put back on the shelf? Today, senior reporter Tori Shepherd on the many broken promises in the journey to high-speed rail.